He'll bring me through. This season will pass too. Come on, if you know that, see, then you're not all afraid and anxious and worried over a bunch of stuff. You know, no, God brought me out of there. When God saved me, what he did in my life, and this may sound irrelevant to some, but one thing I knew before I ever really got into church and anchored in the church, before anybody got in my ear, before any preachers got to me, any congregations, any choir, anything, one thing I knew after God gave me that experience was that God loved me. See, to some people that don't, well, God love you. God love everybody. But no, y'all don't understand. Nobody told me. See, nobody showed me. Nobody got in my ear with it. This was something that God put on me. It was me and him. When I couldn't do anything for myself, he stepped in and stopped the devil and walked me out of their hole where I could have lost my mind, lost my life. But God, when I saw that, the more I think about that. Now, the thing is, you got to understand, there's a code with that. If he did it then, you have a code. See, what happens to a lot of us, we back down from being, I'll say, being adventurous, being on the offensive, being trailblazers, and we start getting real wise. Really, it's slothful. You know, we get too wise. We start protecting everything. But see, when I was in that position and was helpless, you know, some people say, I'll never get in that position. I'll never get, you know. But see, the thing is, you learn about God if you, and you know, you're not trying to put yourself in a position, but you're just not afraid of anything. See, there's something on the other side of that fear that you have. God wants to show himself to you in a way that somebody can't tell you about him. And really let you know yourself who he is. It ain't what I heard. Amen. I testify that I've seen, that I've possessed, that has happened to me. I know. See, an experience will defeat an argument every time. You can argue with me all day long till you blue in the face, but I know. I know what happened. Amen. So there are codes. DNA codes. Each thing created has a DNA code. The word God spoke to bring things into existence. There's a code in the nature of everything. Let me just use this for an example. Way back when, before there were glasses, somebody discovered how to heat up a certain material and form it a certain way and do whatever. They discovered something about a material, a code, how to make it into this form. Everything. Your prosperity has a code on it. Your healing, amen, has a code. God is not trying to keep anything from us. Now, one thing is, God is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. But like I said, it's just like prosperity or wealth or anything else, it's predictable. There are formulas, there are codes, there's a certain way to follow. And you must be persistent. Tell somebody, you gotta stay with it. I hear one of the writers say, he says, be glad in the day of small beginning. Don't despise the day of small beginning. See, that's when the devil tries to get a seed out. when a seed falls by the wayside. You know, you received it in this church service with praise and that, but you didn't have much depth. So you know, immediately the enemy came and stole the seed. Or, you know, the cares of this life. How many cares will try to choke you? Amen. I'm convinced of this so much. Good work always calls for more work. So you might as well just adjust your mind. When you do work for God, get ready for more work. Now God's not going to swamp you with work. But just don't, listen, there are no retirements in the kingdom. God's going to use you up till you're empty. Amen. Good work means more work. Work on another level, in another dimension, with a greater measure of influence. Amen? Okay, so the code, the DNA code, which was the word that brought everything into existence, it exists within the nature of everything. Stay with me. We're talking about the Genesis principle. How could Jesus speak to a tree? He understood the code. This ain't hocus pocus. On the quantum level, science is beginning to be able to explain some of this. There's a terminology. Amen. It adds up. How could he speak to a storm and the storm stop? Again, everything's made up of the same thing. How could he say to you and I, if you say to this mountain, wait a minute, Lord, you talking about if I say to this mountain, be removed, cast into the sea, and don't doubt in my heart, but believe those things that I say shall come to pass, I'll have whatsoever I say. That's what the Lord said. Yes, you will. Amen. So, I'll say this again. The code, the DNA code, exists within the nature of everything. How can someone train or tame a wild animal? It's wild. I saw in a magazine once this guy, I guess it was some kind of musical group. This guy had a huge chain around the neck of a hyena. And it wasn't no little hyena, it was a big one, spotted. He walking around with a chain around his neck, those laughing hyenas. You see lion tamers and snake charmers. And how can they do that? There's a code. They touch a frequency. That particular animal or whatever is on, and they can communicate. They can take dominion. If we can access the code, we can not only learn more about our environment and what's in our environment, we can begin to control, not people, but what's in our environment. Just like Jesus controlled that weather. Amen. He even, death had to answer to him. Hey, death, let Lazarus go. Keep the rest of them in there. Just let Lazarus out. Lazarus came hopping out. Because death... Now, I'm talking to you on the quantum level now. I'm talking to you about the Genesis principle. We don't understand how God made us. We just think we're here to try to make it. I'm just trying to make it. Man, it's rough out there. And then that's the mindset of the common person, of the average person, just hanging in there. But you're hanging in there because of how you think. In this book I'm endeavoring to write, Transformations, there's a chapter on DNA, there's a chapter on As a Man Thinks, then there's a chapter on Kingdom Language. You know, all these things are vitally important. Us understanding our DNA, us taking control of how we think, thinking God's thoughts, replacing the unemployed, unproductive thoughts, and then how we talk, what we are saying into our environment. All these things must line up. And then you can predict, amen, with accuracy, where just exactly where you're going. Now, I want to go into a little bit on dominion. In Genesis 1:26, and we're still in the series, the Genesis principle, and we're talking about the DNA code. Now, well, before you go there, get me again Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. This is a verse we want to springboard off of. Jeremiah 2, verse 21. Let me say, this is the Lord talking to us. He says, "Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, holy, a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?" Okay, Genesis has to do with genes. Now, the Lord says here, degenerate. That's not how you pronounce it, but that's what it means. Degenerate. In other words, God says, "I created you a certain way. How is it that you've become degenerate? How is it that you've lost power, dominion, authority, identity? I didn't create you that way." And so this is the plight of mankind. This is the plight of the human race. In Genesis 5, get that for me, because the vine has become a degenerate vine. But thank God for when Jesus came, he brought regeneration. And we must understand that in him we have been restored. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. How often have we quoted that verse? But let me ask you a question. How much of that do you really believe? How much of that do you really believe about you? Even though your friends might see you the same way, people might not notice the change. What do you notice about you? Genesis 5, verse 1. I think it's verse 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Now remember, Adam was the son of God. Never had a childhood. Sons of God are always, and it's only Adam, angels, Christ, and us. Sons of God. Why is that? It's a unique category. Adam is a son of God because he was not born of flesh. He was created by God. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m.